The Barbados government has announced that the importation, retail, sale and use of petrol-based single-use plastic will no longer be allowed effective from April 1st. It means that many single-use plastic products used in the retail food industry will be banned. And from January 1st next year, there will also be a ban on all petrol-based plastic bags, with the exemption of those used for the packaging of pharmaceuticals, hygiene, and the preservation of food. Cammy Holder of the Future Center Trust tells us there are many alternatives available.
And one of the things that we've had discussion with government on is to provide funding for persons to get involved in those alternatives. For instance, you will have bagasse that is allowed to lay in fields idle, which can be used to make food-grade containers. We have an issue where we wear clothing and we throw those clothing. Now, that same cloth can be used to repurpose as part of the circular economy within the closed-loop system used in making bikes. So, rather than we see what we generate as a byproduct and we call waste, we should see it as a commodity or a raw material.
And recycler Anderson Cherry is of the view that we ought to be cautious in how we implement the ban on plastic.
For instance, we have some Tetra Pak containers which also have a plastic straw attached to it, where we export. So we have to be very careful of the single-use plastic in terms of rebanning the importation of certain juices that may have it attached to it. Outside of that, I think that we really should look back at the user to have a proper educational program for how them to dispose of it. What we look for, instance, the straws and stuff, I saw a beautiful picture of plastic ocean and a picture of a turtle having a straw in its nose. But if we don't dispose of the alternatives, you may see a cardboard straw in the nose or something of a turtle. We need to really go back to the users so we can properly dispose of the alternative that we're going to use. And it starts right there at the user.
But if I might come in here, I must say to you that on speaking to one of the major producers of juices in this country, I just think they're looking at repurposing and re-engineering their product, whereby you will not have a straw that is plastic. Now, if you look internationally, you have the Starbucks, who don't have repurposed their cups, they have a nipple, so no longer do you need to have a plastic straw or even a straw. So there has to be a lot of re-engineering, and I'm thinking that the government also has to have a greater conversation where we can get people into critical thinking of the solution, because we have a company in this country who exports in excess of 700 tons of plastic waste on a yearly basis. And we also have to go a step further where we have to extend returnable containers app, where even a larder bottle, ketchup bottle, can be captured within the loop so it can be repurposed and recycled. I can share you some models that are actually working where they have committed to recycling, because if you just send a trust, have a program called Core Network, which is community recycling. Every end of the month, people are encouraged within the district, across Barbados, many districts, Atlantic Shores, Ocean City, Ruby Park, etc., to put out their metal, their glass, their magazine, electronic waste, and paper, and to encourage composting. And I've always said that if the government can work with the private sector, it will not cost the government one red cent, because it's their raw material that private sector wants. And if we can encourage people to change their habits, we can solve the problem of having to generate garbage or waste to burn. All we want is to have legislative support where persons are encouraged or mandated to sort their waste of source. Now, about 2 weeks ago, I attended a press conference, and I was told the government looking at that also, where we be given garbage dustbins so we can also sort our waste. So I am convinced that it's coming soon to this country.
As a for-profit company, when I look at the waste generating, being generated at source, for as a person that's actually doing it, we're still way behind in terms of educating Barbadians in terms of how to separate at source. I think that that's a big thing, but I do think that banning the single-use plastics will help that going forward a lot.
We have great buy-in. I just come from a supermarket there, and 95% of the persons either walked their bike or took the what garbage story, 20 groceries out in their hands. and that to me shows that people have bought in. Yes, you will always have those people who will say, oh, this and that, it can't work. But I reminded them we had smooth stones as opposed to toilet paper. So there's always change and it's always a bit discomforting, but something is necessary.
Tammy Holder and Anderson Cherry on Sagicor's Early Business.